Hi, Annie. How are you?
Good. A fabulous show last night. Fabulous show, Driftwood.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so
Yes.
nice. Thank you. We're absolutely thrilled.
Is this a new production for Australia?
Yes.
Where can you tell us about how it came about, this production at this time?
Yes. So we started, so Mum. My mother, Eva de Jong Doodig, launched her memoir in 2017. And as a result of that, I read the book and I was completely blown away by a family's story. I mean, I knew some of the story, but I had no idea of the extent of the sacrifices, the losses, the way that art had helped my grandparents to survive and restart their lives in Australia. In spite of the terrible trauma that they went through. And I read the book and I just thought, wow, wouldn't this be amazing to be on stage or on film? And then because I'm an opera singer and a musician, I thought, well, I love musical theatre. And so I immediately contacted my friend Anthony Barnhill, who's the most exceptionally talented composer and musician and pianist, and he started composing some songs for the show, and of course now he's written the majority of the lyrics as well. And then we had COVID, and then that sort of delayed the production. We did a first run of the show last year, but it was entirely different to what it is now. And we commissioned Jane Bodie originally to write an original play, which was called Driftwood, and then Gary Abrahams, our director, has adapted Jane's play further and directed this new version of Driftwood the musical.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. For a person, the level of musical mastery in this particular production is quite gobsmacking. Not just the singers who are on stage for all the time and do an enormous amount of singing. I mean, you guys must go into training. I was so impressed.
Well, we're training all the time. The more that you perform and tread the boards, the more that you can keep your skills, maintained and improve your skills all the time. Because we're working with an extraordinary group, extraordinary cast, including Anton Berezin as Carl, Bridget Costello is playing the role of Eva, Michaela Berger as Rella, and Nelson Gardner playing various roles. And of course, I'm playing the role of my inspirational grandmother who invented the foldable umbrella. And we're working with an extraordinary creative team. So we're constantly refining and developing our skills and working out what is the best way to tell this story. And as our director says, it's like creating a sculpture. You start with a block of wood and then you chisel away at it and you keep on working on the work to make it better and better.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you've done. The stage setting and the way it moves through time without requiring changes to the set, except for the rather clever, very clever device of the strip of paper across the ceiling that allows you to do projections. That was a very clever idea.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we have an exceptional, creative team, as I said, and wonderful set designer, Jacob Batista, and Justin Gardam, who's done these incredible projections, the wonderful lighting designer, Harry Hogan, and our costume designer, Kim Bishop. It's a dream team, to work with these people and create a work of this substance and this originality, an Australian story, a true Australian story of real depth. And this is what we need a lot more of in Australia. We need a lot more shows that are telling real stories. And, entertainment for entertainment's sake is wonderful. Who can take anything away from wonderful shows that, are from overseas and that are glorious and have huge, big budgets, like Phantom of the Opera, for example. But there's a real place for us to make these sorts of works and then take them to the world and show people, you know, the depth of community and resilience and survival that underpins most people who live in Australia who are migrants. You know, this is a true migrant story.
What was it like to, I mean, this is actually a story about three generations of women in your family, your grandmother, your mother, and then you. And it's interwoven together, isn't it? It's quite an extraordinary, it must be quite an emotional experience for you.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm wearing my grandmother's earrings in the show. And I mean, she was an inspirational person. I mean, the not only was she an incredible inventor of the umbrella, the foldable umbrella in Vienna in 1929, but she also invented and designed furniture and other things. And she was a wonderful sculptor and artist, as well as my grandfather was. And she lost a lot of her creative impulse after going through so much trauma and so much uncertainty. I mean, the show is called Driftwood because our family, my grandparents, felt like they were like a piece of driftwood being tossed into the ocean to then land on a shore only to be swept out again, never really knowing where home was going to be for a number of years. And that was very destabilizing for her, and she couldn't create work for many years, where my grandfather was really able to. His work was like his escape, and it was how he was able to always see salvation to get through everything. So it took my grandmother a long time to then come back to her work, but luckily she did, and she was able to create some more incredible works in her lifetime. But of course, the level of losses that my family experienced on all sides of our family, my grandparents lost the majority of their families, you know, parents, brothers, sisters, you know, it's so tragic. You know, even on my dad's side too, though we're not covering that story. That's a whole other musical, I think.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm not a great fan of musicals in a sense. I find them a bit tiresome because they seem to, you know, there's a single idea and then they repeat the single idea over and over. But of course, that's a rather a shallow way of looking at it. And I was really quite taken by the depth of the musicality, the music itself, because it's very evocative. And I was also really taken by the different voices and the mastery within those voices. And I was also really taken by the cleverness of the staging, the director's approach to movement.
Oh, yes.
Across stage. Very clever.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing journey because the show covers three generations and three continents. And to create that with a single set is, well, it's not really, because he's able to use his extraordinary creative imagination to create multiple different scenarios quite brilliantly. And, yeah, Gary Abrahams is an absolute genius, and we're very lucky to be working with him.
Yeah, I think so too. And also the place. And like you said, you know, it's all very well to have a major theatre like the Princess showing the Phantom of the Opera, but it's a fabulous chapel on chapel is such an intimate place to be working.
Oh, it certainly is. It's lovely. And that's, you know, we could have put this show in a larger theatre, but we really feel like some of the people in the audience last night, and certainly last season as well, describe it as stepping on a train with us and being on that journey, and they just cannot get off until they find out what happened. And I think people feel that sense of immediacy with the story, and they feel part of the family. And it's important to say that this is not just my family's story. I mean, this is a story of all our collective stories, of our collective sacrifice and suffering as human beings. It's also a story, a very important story, of how dangerous it is when we discriminate against any group of people. And that has always led to atrocities throughout human history. And it's so important that we do never discriminate, that we speak out, that we never remain silent, in the face of any type of discrimination.
Well, it plays till March 20 here, and then it moves on to Sydney, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So we're very grateful to be working with this team. We're very grateful for the incredible response of the audiences. We've had 2 out of 2 standing ovations so far, and last year, of course, we completely sold out our season in Melbourne, and now we're taking the show to Sydney as well from the 24th of May until the 18th of June, and then we're taking Gary and Anthony and working with American performers in New York to set this up in New York and see what sort of interest we can get from the theatre owners and investors in New York.
Wow, that's really exciting. I also have to doff my hat to the incredible publicist you've got, or publicity team, because I'll direct people to the fact that they can go to the website and then they can have a dinner date and then a theatre experience. It's all beautifully worked out.
It is. It's so nice. Well, no, that's my work.
Oh, well, you are a master.
No, not just me, but my work with my wonderful team too. And the Chapel Street precinct, it's so nice to have, you know, 4 restaurants, really good restaurants, who are helping promote this, and they're providing beautiful dinner packages, and particularly some beautiful ones like Borscht, Vodka and Tears, the Polish restaurant, which provided dumplings last night at our opening. And it's just beautiful having that support from the community.
Yeah. Thank you very much for talking to me.
No, that's a pleasure. And please, everyone, go to driftwoodthemusical.com.au and book your tickets before they sell out.
That's right.